looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about prayer and arguments.
Are we, Robbie? Are you sure you want to talk about that?
Well, I just said that I do.
Well, how come you always get to introduce the topic?
Because I'm the announcer. And folks, now that I have your attention, we hope to get to the point.
The point is that arguments can happen even when we mean well. And Rami and I weren't really arguing. It just seemed like the best way to illustrate what can happen with people we love in so many homes and families at this time of year.
All right. I wish we had this talk before Thanksgiving during the election year, because I know a lot of folks could have used it as they sat around the table.
Robbie, are you trying to start something again?
James, you started, so now quit.
There we go again. But we all know the drill, right? I mean, isn't that how it works? So what we really want to talk about today is the difference that prayer can make when you cannot, no matter how hard you try, reach through to someone's heart and mind and change it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And this especially applies if you're trying to reach someone with the good news of Jesus, right? I mean, what we have to understand is that He has ways into a heart and a life that we could never think of.
Yes, and you may have that loved one that you've tried so hard to persuade, but here's the thing. We have to be careful not to try to make that happen in our own strength, because we never can. I think of what Scripture says about this. Peter wrote, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." Maybe we've done that with someone we love, but even so, it feels like we've gotten nowhere. But don't give up hope. Remember, we can't make anyone believe. That's up to the Spirit of God. But that doesn't mean that we don't try. It's just that we need to make prayer more a part of that as we're trying to share our love and share our hearts with them.
Yeah, I found a great quote from Billy Graham about that, James. He said that men who had the first responsibility to share Jesus with the world came to Him with one request. They did not say, "Lord, teach us to preach," or did they ask him, you know, "teach us to do miracles," or "Lord, teach us to be wise." But they said, "Lord, teach us to pray."
I love that, Robbie. Yeah. And I think that's so helpful, especially for the parents of prodigals who wonder if they can really make a difference in their children's lives. God can move through our prayers, again, to reach someone, to make a difference in ways we could never imagine. And we try to do it with words, but we need to direct our words to God.
Yeah, and James, this applies to much of life, really. Let's say you have a difference with someone, and it seems like no matter how hard you try, you can't work it out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, instead of going to that person and trying to talk it out with them, just go directly to God, talk it out with Him. I first read about doing this several years ago in a sermon from Spurgeon, and I wish I had the quote there because it was so good, but yeah, I can't tell you the difference this has made for me. I've seen God reconcile so many situations and do so much in relationships. And let me tell you, if there's a difference with someone, it can be all I think about. And there have been times where I focus so much on this and trying to fix whatever is wrong, you know, that I just get in there and make matters worse. But praying about it helps me to let go, and it lets God into the situation to do what only He can.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it also helps us take a step back from ourselves, right? And see the situation with new eyes. You know how that is. So often when you start to pray about something you're upset with, you see God changing your own heart, right, as well.
That's so true. Prayer really is the best strategy we can have, and it takes the pressure off of us in so many ways. Not only that, it also keeps us closer to God so that we're less likely to start arguments ourselves as we navigate those emotionally, you know, difficult waters. I love what William Law wrote. He said, "There is nothing that makes us love a man so much as praying for him." And I think that's really true.
Wow. Yeah, and there's nothing that helps us get our hearts right whenever we're at odds with someone, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have to pray. And I really want to encourage our listeners in this as we're living into this time where we're going to be in contact with our friends and families. And again, you know how that is. It seems like there's one in every family, right, who likes to mix it up. And there's nothing wrong with a little disagreement. It can be healthy. Iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, that's not a Proverbs, but what you're saying is that make sure your heart is right. Make sure you pray, you know, more than you talk or argue.
Exactly. Go to God first and last, because He is what we are living for, His kingdom, His purposes. No matter how strongly we may feel about something, we need to let Him in continually so that He can direct us and help us keep our focus on what matters most of all.
Yes, that also helps us let go of the past and really not have a critical spirit, but a loving one instead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that reminds me of something C.S. Lewis wrote. He said, "Last week, while praying, I suddenly discovered that I had really forgiven someone I've been trying to forgive for over 30 years.
Wow. It is about God's strength, God's love, you know, moving us through it, right?
Exactly. I mean, it really is. And we need to keep that at heart. Jesus has always been the Prince of Peace, and He always will be.
Wow. So, James, let's wrap this up by praying about our relationships this holiday season, that we'll pray and truly love others with our prayers. So I'll pray. Jesus, thank You for loved ones and friends, and we know You love it when we play well together. So help us to realize that we need You to do that, and the fellowship itself is awesome. Help us to take the nasty plunge into Your arms as we begin to feel the tension, that we may love others well, and in a way that might even perhaps lead them to You in a life, right, abundant. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Robbie, I like the way you worded that. You know, we could call this segment Praise Well with Others.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.